Well, it looks like Hollywood left the Hills and flew on over to Denver for the DNC. I'm talking big names here. Ben Affleck, we're talking Sean Penn, Steven Spielberg. These are guys with a lot of money. They're back in Obama, it looks like. With us now, Andy Serwer, managing editor at Fortune Magazine. Literally, I mean, the celebrities in droves at the DNC. What is going on?
They went from the hills to the mountains.
The hills to the mountains.
There you go.
That is better than mine.
It's just adding on to it. Yours is good. Listen. These conventions have become sort of megawatt star kind of events. Number one, I think that, you know, politics and celebrity have been merging in our society for quite a while now. And so as we're seeing more and more celebrities going to these conventions, it's not a big surprise, number one. Number two, you're going to see more celebrities at a Democratic convention than a Republican one because, let's face it, Hollywood is a left-wing Democrat liberal town. There's no question about that. And, you know, you see things like the White House Correspondents' Dinner becoming more and more sort of like a red carpet event.
Yeah.
This is another point to make about these two worlds colliding. On the other hand, you know, it really is some business that is being done in terms of Hollywood and the politicians, as you know, Poppy. I mean, Hollywood is a business, so they have business interests that have to be looked after at these things.
I got to ask, is this the power of Obama and Oprah? It seems people follow Oprah wherever she goes, whatever she says. Now there are a lot of them backing Obama. I mean, is this is the first we've seen with this much celebrity backing of a candidate, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. And, I mean, maybe it is like, you know, Chicago becoming the new L.A. I don't really think so. Listen, you know, they've always said that Washington is Hollywood for ugly people. So maybe the beautiful people are coming here to give them a little show. But I think, you know, when you talk about the real business that's going on, first of all, a lot of these stars will tell you that they really are politically concerned. I mean, someone like Sean Penn, love him or not, he really has been involved. Ben Affleck, same thing. These guys have been doing this for quite a while now. But also, you know, in terms of their bosses, the studio chiefs and the moguls and the producers, they actually are concerned about getting involved in the political process for a couple of real practical reasons. Number one, you know, censorship. Number two, tax breaks for deals, dealing with copyright issues when it comes to China. So, you know, if you want to have a cocktail party and get the politicians there, not just Obama, maybe the vice president, maybe the future secretary of state, et cetera, you know, it might not be a bad idea to show them and let them know that you've got some ideas, and that way you get your foot involved in the door there.
Okay, you know, on the flip side of that, though, can it ever be bad for a candidate? Is it bad for Obama to have all of this celebrity backing that is making the front pages of tabloids and, you know, these gossip magazines, if you will, because remember that McCain ad? He's the biggest celebrity in the world. I mean, they're using it against him.
And then Paris Hilton came right back, of course, and did her little video thing. You know, I think, you know, it's kind of a delicate balance. Obviously, if you're just going to hang out poolside at L.A. all the time, if you're Barack Obama, that's not going to work very well. And he's very aware of that, of course. And, of course, it can backfire for the stars as well. I mean, who can forget the Dixie Chicks when they came out with that song that was anti-President Bush? And, you know, they're a country band. A lot of their audiences reacted very, very negatively to that. So I think both sides have to be a little careful. You know, what can you say, you know, if you've got, you know, Hollywood stars coming to see you, though? You kind of want to answer the door, don't you think?
All right, Andy, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Andy Serwer, managing editor of Fortune Magazine. And check out the piece about this and more by Richard Siklos, Fortune writer. It's on Fortune.com.